The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So then, to offer a few words about the practice, part of the value of practice, or part of what we get benefits from, is when we can stay more continuously in the present moment. And so in sitting meditation, that might be utilizing the continuity of breathing as a place where we kind of stay grounded or connected with the flow of the present moment. In walking meditation, it might be the steps as we walk. And one of the ways to kind of help to have that continuity, it's not necessary to do this, but can help, is to count. Like you might count every exhale, or count your steps. And count up to 10, and then start again. And if you forget, do it again. And how this kind of build this continuity, part of the value of it let me give an analogy for it. I go sometimes swimming at a small lake, and there's two water slides in the lake. One for little kids, that's probably the length of it's about 5 feet. And one is much longer, it's maybe 10, 12 feet long. And it's not, no longer legal. It's so big and tall. But it's grandfathered in. It's been there before the law came in, so they keep it there. So imagine that you're on the small little one. So it's pretty safe to slide down the 5 little feet to go down. And so you're on the top and you begin sliding. And you can feel that your hand is gripping onto the edge, like you're not sure that you want to go down or let go. But as gravity begins pulling you, you can feel more and more that you're holding on, that you're somehow not letting yourself go with the slide. And so eventually you let go, and the small slide takes you into the water, and it's 3 feet deep. So you find yourself standing right away when you go in, so slow. But then you have the tall one, and there you're less sure about it, because it's so tall, it's not even legal. And so you can feel yourself holding on to the side, and you could feel the gravity, and you kind of let go because you're supposed to go down, but then you grab again. And then it takes a while, 5-6 minutes, to notice that you're even holding on. Maybe you let go a little bit. But because you're dedicated to the continuity of the slide, like keep going, what you start noticing is how you're holding on to something. And that's part of the value of meditation, trying to stay in the present moment and notice that you actually, when you can't be there, that you're holding on to something, wanting something, resisting something, doing something. So what I'd like to suggest is that that's part of the value of it. So if you can't be continuous in the present moment, great. Just notice how you're holding on to something, how you're preoccupied with something, usually thoughts and ideas. And if you're able to let go, to be back on the slide for the next breath, the next few steps that you could do, notice how that letting go feels good. Oh, I'm not gripped anymore. I'm not caught. For a moment or two, it's real good to let go. And then you'll probably grab on at some point again. And then, so this is what I'm trying to, what I'd like to suggest to you. To keep practicing, but to appreciate how good it feels to not grip anymore, to have let go. The letting go and being back on the slide of the present moment. I'm back in. I'm flowing again. And that slide, the Dharma meditation slide, the life slide that you're on of the present moment, is also grandfathered in. There's no laws against staying on it for a long time. And actually, you don't have to be afraid of it because there's no end. There's no water to splash into. Just, oh, look, you get this beyond the slide. So, if what I said made some sense to you, you can relate to it in your practice, great. If not, I would suggest just forget it. One more thing to let go of. And enjoy the letting go, even of that. So, thank you.